Foul Monkeys.
To start, actually.
Woo!
Oh. It's not our show, it's yours.
I know, but you know, you guys can break the rules sometimes.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, this is episode like 512 and
133. And you're listening to
Foul Monkeys.
Woo! So we have a drunk Dom and a hungry straight boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Dark Reverend Dom.
This is Drew.
And this is Ricky. We're still herbless. Until the 30th.
Yeah. Which is Tuesday?
No, Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh.
Actually,
when's New Year's?
Actually,
New Year's
works
is Tuesday.
Sunday, okay. So if we want to do a show as soon as he comes back, let me know. I get off of work at 6 and we can do something afterwards.
Yeah, well, he doesn't get home till 10:30 at night.
Okay, so we'll do a show at 11.
I have to pick him up
at
the airport.
No, I don't want
That's when his plane
Okay,
lands.
We'll do it Monday.
Right
okay.
On Monday.
Right before our New Year's party.
I wish we could totally do one at the New Year's party.
If you bring the equipment, we will. Yeah.
You have the laptop.
No,
it
that's
works.
Okay.
You don't like all the drunk, crazy people? Just,
no.
Just one drunk Dom is enough?
I am so nervous already that someone's going to fall into the fire. I already know it.
I hope so. That'll be amazing.
We've been over that for a couple bonfires now.
Yes.
Still nothing, though.
No one's ever fallen in yet?
No.
Not yet. Close calls, but nobody's actually falling
no,
in.
Oh, I can't. I would die if I
At last year's New Year's party, I was breathing fire. Thank God to Everclear.
Oh, you know what I want to do? I want to do those people that dance with the flames on the sticks.
Oh, yeah.
I want to try that.
Crazy raver kids.
Sounds like fun.
I'm not like a raver or anything. I'm like 30 and old and fat.
Whatever.
I
don't give a fuck. I'm 23 and fat. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, but you're 23 and cool.
I am amazing, and so are you.
You, like, hang out with chicks that bite you and scratch you.
Yeah, I do have scars, and we'll get into that later. But, Ricky?
Yes.
What did I leave to come to do the show tonight?
You left three hot chicks
three
that
hot
you're just waiting
chicks.
To fuck.
I'm dying right now, and I want to go back.
Could you really possibly, like, what would three girls do for you right now?
Oh, so much.
One would suck your dick.
Look.
The other one, you could have their vag in your mouth.
At the same time, yeah. You'd have to eat them out.
And then one could eat your ass out.
Maybe. Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Or you could be fingering one, I guess.
Ooh. Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I'll let the listeners use their imagination with that.
Oh, I'm sure all my gay listeners are loving this right now.
I'm sorry, guys. I may provide some interesting stories, but yeah. Love the vagina.
So,
the JJ.
Like, before we get into anything, I'm fucking pissed.
Why?
Let's hear it.
Oh, I fucking hate the USF bookstore. I want to blow the motherfucker up.
Blow him up.
So my friend Lorraine and I, we go to the bookstore today because on the recording message it says, we're open from 8 to 7
yep.
on December 26th and 27th. We get there, the fucker's closed. No, this is the worst. This is great. All right, you guys ready for this?
Maybe.
We're listening.
On the left side of the door, holiday hours, 8 to 7.
Yes.
All right.
On the right side of the door, holiday hours, 8 to 5.
Oh, that's fucking lame.
So, I'm pissed. Because I spent gas money to go there. I couldn't find the fucker because they're doing construction every goddamn where. No wonder my fucking tuition's expensive as fuck. Wow, I'm saying a lot of F words today. I'm sorry.
Aww.
F-bomb. It's Hello. The vulgar version of Foul Monkeys tonight.
I think that they're assholes. And true. I think they should all burn in hell.
True.
With a bunch of people with bad
they
diseases.
They like, charge you like $300 for a book that's only worth $20.
Yes.
So
exactly.
Screw them.
Fuck them.
So is why that's I dropped out of college and just decided to be terrific.
Yeah, it works out better that way.
You decided to be spectacular.
Well, I mean, ooh,
fabulous.
Yes, Drew. He completed college and he has his bachelor's degree, right? In film?
Yep.
Okay.
I got nothing for
I did drop out of college, but I do have currently a food management safety certification, bartending certification, and also forklift certification. So I can pretty much find a job wherever I want that pays just as well or better than what Drew does. I'm not trying to diss. I'm not trying to diss. That is such a diss. I'm just saying that,
that is
But I don't love what he can I don't love working in food service. I don't love working in, you know, in a warehouse. But I can do it.
I don't love working at all.
Yeah. Well, of course he does. But I'm just saying, you know, Drew has a degree in what he loves, and he can do that.
I know. I can. You definitely have a better chance of getting a job
college
somewhere.
Really
but I think
isn't
I think
for everybody. And I just think that people that don't want to go to college do need to realize that there are other opportunities out there. And if they apply themselves, they can do that.
Definitely. You can definitely get a job just about anywhere, but it's still the bachelor's degree will get you a higher pay grade. Yes. I got nothing for it because I'm not doing anything for it because I suck like that. But again, I can still get $30 a month or more and you can get a way higher pay grade
than
most people
out there.
The counter argument. Yeah. I dropped out of college. I was making $30,000 a year making tacos at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You know, bringing home $900 every 2 weeks after
taxes. And
fucking
15-year-olds.
16, sir. We don't hire 15-year-olds.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you bastard.
Oh, that reminds me, underage. Somebody contacted me on MySpace, and they want to know if 17's too young.
Wait, what?
It's a boy.
Well, how old are they?
But he's straight.
How old are they?
He's 17.
And how old is he looking at?
How old does he look?
Yeah, well, I mean, saying like...
17.
17 too young for what, though?
To the come to the party.
Oh.
No, not really.
I don't think so.
Okay, so the 17-year-old that contacted me on MySpace... That's your answer.
You know, I
but
mean,
you have to get there. We're not taking you.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I mean,
show up
it
the
is
money,
out in a place that, you know, there's not going to be cops or anything. But chances
you know
are we're not going to.
Until we catch the whole forest on fire.
Right. Well, that'll be later in the night. That'll be once the ball drops and we start piling on trees by the, you know, 20s.
Oh, y'all wait till after 12? Isn't it going to be colder?
Oh, no, no, no. We have a fire, but it's like one, two trees at a time. As soon as the ball drops, we're all drunk already.
Oh. Yeah.
So we start piling trees on, you know. Yes, there's a certain degree that we have to follow the law, and we're going to follow that, you know, for legality issues.
So just as long as they have a black X on their hand, they're okay.
Yeah, we're going to have wristbands and stuff like that.
Really?
You know, if they bring their own alcohol.
It might be sparkly and gold.
Hells yeah.
Maybe.
No, ooh, platinum, please.
Platinum. But, I mean, if they want to bring their own stuff, that's cool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to break the law by supplying alcohol to a minor.
Okay, cool. So... Okay, so we need to bring our own stuff, or we provide money, right?
Well, you're of age.
Mm-hmm.
Bring $5 or a bottle.
Okay.
And we're going to have 2 kegs plus the bucket of liquor that is standard for House City parties.
And is that the stuff you had at the Halloween party?
Well, it varies every time.
Depending on what you have in the house?
Well, no. We actually go out and buy that. I don't want to deplete my own supply to get drunk to supply a party.
Smart.
But yes, we will go out and we'll buy some liquor. And if you want to get drunk,
are you text messaging on my show?
No, no.
Yes, he is. I can see it right here.
Shh, you see nothing.
Do you
sir.
Need to be spanked?
I think so.
Maybe.
Me too.
And then everything got quiet.
Crickets. So, okay, what were we doing before underage?
Inviting him to the party?
Oh, we're talking about jobs, how you diss.
Yeah.
Dissing?
Well, Colbert. I'm not really Colbert. Dissing anything. I'm just saying that, I mean, you don't have to go to college in order to
Drew,
have a well-paying job.
What?
Publix.jobs. There's a job open for you.
Maybe.
Do it so you can pay me back.
And you get free lunch. Free lunch.
I love
I do
you,
like
buddy.
Me. I do love some free lunch.
So, okay. Oh, so this weekend. Oh, yeah. I was telling Drew about it. This weekend, a listener from Orlando came down named Lou. Actually, I know him from before. I told you guys about how he listened to the show about him or talking about that situation.
Came and have all gone with us.
And yes, what'd you think? Nice guy.
Yeah, he seemed cool.
He's quiet. He's cute. He's a little chubby Latino boy. He's cute, Tom. I think he's your type.
He kept up with the jokes, which was nice.
I'm not really a Latino kind of guy.
Oh, no, this was funny. What were we talking about? The Merce. How Drew and I carry merces. And then, did you say, it kind of reminds me of a male nurse, or is that what Nina said?
That's what Nina said.
And then Lou goes, well, it kind of reminds me of a muddy hearse.
Yeah, which made no sense whatsoever.
Not at all.
I was like, but it was funny, we all laughed.
We did laugh. I think we were laughing at him, then with him.
No.
But then after that, the rest of the jokes were amazing.
Yes, that's true. he just had to, you know, break it in a little
bit. Oh, he was funny. He kept up. It was nice.
So the night before that, we had like a mojito night, which I think we have to do. I think we should do mojitos and then record.
I think so.
Are you guys up for that?
Getting drunk and recording?
Yes. I believe I'm doing that right now.
Well, I've never done that before, but I want to.
That's true.
Why not? I think it'll be an interesting show. We'll probably get a lot of calls and complaints about how we were just talking about nothing and finishing.
Drunk racist!
You know, but why doesn't everybody tell us what they think about us getting drunk and doing a show?
I don't know. They're not going to because they suck.
Yeah, they never want to call us.
They don't leave reviews. They don't contact me on Instant Messenger. They don't email me. They don't call.
I know you guys love us, so just give us a call, leave some reviews, you know.
Maybe we just need to diss our listeners.
Apparently.
And get them all pissed off so they can call us. Like, I fucking hate you, you bastard. You made me cut my wrist.
Aww.
Oh, damn emo kids.
It's vertical, not horizontal.
Down the street, not across.
As long as you don't survive, it's okay.
That's so bad. Stop it. So, yeah, Dom's drunk. He left three hot bitches at the bar that
he thinks
he's going to fuck.
I may, but
are they
monkeys,
goth girls? Are they goth?
No, they're not. Actually, two of them are Latino girls.
Complete that sentence first.
Two
foul
of them
monkeys
is so amazing that I actually left three hot bitches at the bar to come and fucking record this shit.
Hello.
Now, I think a listener should call up and say what they would do to listen to foul monkeys instead of.
Okay. They had three hot bitches waiting for him.
Ricky had text messaged me saying he wanted to do a show tonight, and I was like, let me see what I can pull. So I bought some drinks.
No, that's not what happened.
Well, I told you I would do
my best.
What happened
was, is I text messaged you, and 7 hours later, Dom said, sure.
I was at work.
Drew said, sure. And I was like, okay, what about Dom? And then
I'm sorry.
Drew calls you, and then I guess gets the story, and then Drew text messaged me and said, he's not up for it. He can't, whatever. And then, of course, I blamed it on pussy. That's the first thing I thought came to mind.
Wait, where am I at now? Where am I at now?
Well, that's
the
probably
Monkey
because
studio.
Maybe it was rotten pussy that you're trying
to
deal with.
No, it's quite grade A.
Ew. Grade A no roast beef.
But no, I mean, you text messaged me when I was at work, so I didn't really have a chance to reply. And
Dom, you work at the mall where like five people come in 1 hour.
Actually, it's International Returns Day, so. You know, I had to deal with a bunch of people wanting to return stuff in, and all the kids whose grandparents don't know what to buy. They're like, here's some money, here's some gift cards. I had to have them come in and buy stuff from my store.
You guys have gift cards?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you still have like 19, 22 Mac computers there?
Exactly. Well, we're trying to upgrade to something useful, you know, like a PC.
No. That's not useful.
Change, Ricky.
That's deadly. That will bring your business down.
Well, I mean, we have conflicting beliefs in that. But again, I am biased because...
I'm sorry. I thought if Herb was here, like, I'd call you by Herb.
Oh, exactly. Well, you know, we are using like the original Mac that...
It's
is
cute.
It's horrible. It's so slow.
It's so cute.
I refuse to go on the internet at work to entertain myself just because it's so slow.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, it is a really old Mac. It's like the... I don't know what
it was. It's an iMac, the one that you held by the handle.
Yes, like
was it teal blue or something?
Yes, like it's like what, like version 2? You know, so yeah, we use that at work. I mean, it runs the programs just fine. You don't go on the internet with it. So.
Can you believe that this came from that?
What
it is a big difference. But
isn't that crazy?
You know, I am with Herb. I'm very anti Apple. You know, no reason. I was raised on PC, so I
was raised on PCs. You just gotta make the
switch. I'm a hacker, I'm a pirate, so you know, I download stuff illegally.
But if you can do that to a Mac, then you're fucking cooler.
Nah, you know, I mean, Mac and Apple is great for doing shows, doing video, doing editing, stuff like that. You know, when I was in high school, I pretty much ran the video productions and we won like most of the awards that year. And we did run most of our stuff on Apple. But, I mean, just for as much as alternate programs and downloading and stuff, and, you know, all the illegal things that you shouldn't do, a PC is better for it.
Your mom's illegal and shouldn't do things.
No, she worked at strip clubs. That was legal. She didn't work outside of the club.
Okay. That's what they always say.
Whatever. I mean.
Okay, so... Tell me about this biting incident.
Okay, well, it's actually multiple separate incidents. I am the Dom, and I'm crazy, and I don't know my limits.
Dead sexy.
So, Saturday night, funny thing is, as Dark Reverend Dom, I'm also a volunteer staff member at the Mad Hatter, which is a youth sanctuary. And I work Saturday night at the Game Attic, which is my main job, until 12.
You better not tell everybody where you work, because they're going to stalk you.
Oh, I hope they do. That'd be amazing.
Because you are to hotness.
I'm not that great. I'm all right. But anyway, so I work till midnight, and I get off, and I go up there to yell at the other guy that was running the show, because he was supposed to be done by midnight. And there were still people there, and I was like, what's up, man? I thought you were going to be done. And I was yelling at him. And people were telling stories about me, you know. And they were
that you like to fuck 16-year-olds?
No. Other stories that you haven't heard, and we'll do that on another show. But, you know, they were just telling stories, and they were blown out of proportion.
So they could possibly be true.
They might. Maybe, but not likely. So, you know, and there was this girl that I'd never met there before, and amazingly enough, she was 26.
Oh, older. Liked her?
Yeah, she was moderately attractive. Anyways, you know, I was talking, and I was like, all right, guys, I'm heading out. I'm going to go to the bar. And they're like, all right, man, I'll see you later. And she's like, I want to go to the bar. Mm-hmm. She was with some other guy at the time, and he was one of the guys, like, telling stories and living up my name. And I was like, whatever, man, it's up to
him. Isn't that hot right there? That's hot.
If you think so.
I don't even
know. That's me.
I don't even want to look over at that one.
So Drew, he's like, yeah, man, take her to the bar. And I was like, all right, cool. So we go to the bar. We're drinking. And she's out drinking me, which...
Oh, so she's a whore.
No, this story gets quite more amazing. Which is, again, like, wow, nobody really ever out drinks me. Ask Drew. Well, he wouldn't remember. He blacks out.
Exactly.
Yeah, poor thing.
But
you make one mistake, and Dom never lets it go. That's why we hate his memory. Why we hate his memory.
It's been more than once, actually. I've seen it twice.
Happened
so,
three times.
You know, she's out drinking me, and it's not really affecting her. I'm like, how the hell? Anyway, she goes to the bathroom at about 2 a.m., passes out in there for 15 minutes. I ask another girl at the bar, one of the ones I'm hanging out with tonight, by the way, to go in there and check on her. And she's like, she's passed out. And I'm like, oh, great. I go in there. I'm like, hey, wake up.
Went in the girl's bathroom?
Yes. And I'm like, you need to wake up. Blah, blah, blah.
Small, shady bar. Whatever.
Yeah. So I tell the bartender.
Wait.
This is a TSM.
Okay. I was going to say. I thought the other bar was no alcohol.
And I tell... No. We're at an actual bar.
Yeah.
So I tell the bartender, a.k.a. my little brother, she's not drinking any more alcohol. Just give her Coke if she asks for anything. And I'm still drinking because I'm buzzed, but I'm not trashed yet. By the time I'm done, 3 a.m. By the way, the bars in Lakeland close at 2.
Sucks.
Hopefully there's no cops in Lakeland listening.
You never know.
She can't remember where she lives, so I take her back to my house to get her to sober up.
How nice of
you. Oh, God, that was a mistake. While at the bar, she attacks me, like, making out, like, fucking groping me like a motherfucker. Go ahead and answer that, Drew.
It was just a message saying it was sent.
Yeah, go ahead. You know, don't worry about interrupting my story.
How rude.
You know, I mean, we are on Foul Monkeys, and you're going to go ahead and play around with your phone. You know, I don't know why you couldn't...
Drew, we're breaking up.
I hate you, Drew.
I don't think you do.
So anyway, she's groping me at the bar, and she's talking about astronomy and numerology, and I'm like, this is weird shit. Maybe she's just
a Pisces
chick. I don't remember. I'm trying to forget.
I bet if she's hot, she's a Pisces.
She was moderately attractive. Not hot.
Oh, then she's probably like a Gemini or something.
So she gets in the car. I get her in the car.
From a Gemini tomorrow.
And we're heading back to my house, and she's like, you stuck your stinger in me. And I'm like, what? She's like, you Scorpio. You stuck your stinger in me. That's actually quite in the impressive pickup line, I think.
You stuck your stinger in me?
Yes. You know, because I'm a Scorpio and whatever. So
So what would have happened if you were like a Leo?
I don't know. You'd have to ask her. She's fucking buck nutty.
Buck nutty. I like that.
So we get her back to the house, and me and my friend Wagner, we start getting her to sober her up. Sober her up. I have moral issues. I can't sleep with a girl that's trashed unless she says when she's sober that she wants to sleep with me. It's horrible. It's really horrible.
Well, then how do you get pussy? Because I'm sure that never happens.
Oh, it happens all the time. You just don't understand. Thank God for Ashley, which will come later in the scheme of things.
Well, if you want to keep it at 30, we're at 20.
All right, well, maybe going a little past that.
Okay.
So we get her back to the house. She starts sobering up. This Angie chick that I was with at the bar earlier, she starts rambling on about numbers. Numbers that hurt my brain, and it doesn't make sense. And telling me about all of her life's problems. And she starts biting her lip a lot.
Uh-oh. Is she on meth or something?
Yeah, you know it. You know it. Yes, that's where I was going with this.
Telltale sign.
Angie, this girl I met 5 minutes before I went to the bar, is on meth. She's coming down at the current point in time. And as Ricky can see...
Oh, that's what that's from.
That's what this bruise is from.
You are very lucky.
Yes,
because
I'm
she could have broke some skin and gave you some...
And gave me some AIDS or something.
Gave you some HIVs.
Yeah. Luckily, no skin was broken, and I did not fuck her. Because I have morals. So,
well, that's a good thing.
That was gone. As soon as she sobered up, she lives like 6 blocks away from my house.
And did you tell her to walk her meth ass home?
Oh, no. I didn't want her to know where I lived. So I was speeding, doing circles, and like going like all weird directions. Crossed South Florida twice, which is a main road in Florida where we live. So that she gets confused. Drop her off at home. I go back to the house. I storm in. I slam the door. And I'm like, holy shit. And my friend Wagner, she's like, what the fuck just happened?
Wagner didn't know what was going on?
She did.
She did.
Oh, okay.
She just wasn't sure why Dominic kept her around.
Oh.
Because I had to take her home sometime or later. And we just laughed for like 30 minutes.
I would have laughed at that.
I took Sunday off. I'm going to go to the bar and drink by myself. Be relaxed. Be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Monday came around, Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's where these marks come in. That was my good friend
Ashley.
You
are starting to turn into Drew with all those fucking
hiccups.
Do you have any on your neck right now, Drew?
No, I've been a good boy for a little bit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We take turns.
On each other.
Well,
nice.
Actually, since Herb is gone, you know, and he's your straight boyfriend, I have to pick up his slack.
Sure.
Oh,
so
nice.
Me and my friend Ashley, we go out to the bar. You know, just to wash away the holiday blues.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets trashed, which I'm very surprised. Normally she gets trashed really quick. This time I made her last 4 hours before she got trashed and started attacking me. Drew was there for a little
but
bit.
I thought you said you didn't do anything with drunk girls.
Well, you see, she acknowledged...
You said you didn't sleep with drunk girls. You never said anything about anything else.
Well, no. I said I won't sleep with a drunk girl unless before she's drunk she says she wants me.
Oh, okay.
Me and Ashley have been friends for a long time. So we're at the bar drinking. Drew shows up. We're still drinking.
We eat pizza. I head out.
Yeah. He goes home.
Wait. Hold on.
I invited you.
No.
Yes.
I text messaged Drew and asked if he could do something on Christmas Eve. He's like, no, family things.
I told you earlier in the night. I even told Dom this. And I was left at, what, 6?
Yeah.
To go to my family?
Yeah, he did leave at 6.
Oh,
he left quite early.
Yeah.
I was there since like 2.
What did I ask you to do? I forgot.
I don't remember.
I was. Yeah, I don't know.
Was it recorded? Oh, record a Christmas show.
Yes. Yeah.
But no, I started drinking at 2. That's when I woke up and went over, and I was technically spending time with my family because my brother was there.
Exactly.
Ashley called me, and I went and picked her up. We came back. We were drinking. Drew left. After a while, we went back to my house. Drew was with his family, and lucky for me, Dan and Kaylee and Kaylee's brother were at Dan's mom's house.
Oh, God, you had the whole house.
I had the whole house to myself.
Ooh, did you fuck her on Drew's bed?
No.
Okay,
thankfully. Although, I just got new bed sheets anyway, so it doesn't matter. I threw those old ones out.
I should have. Damn.
Just for the hell of it.
But yes.
That shit seeps through, though.
But yeah, so luckily, since we've known each other for a long time, and we know where we stand... Friendship and intimate-wise, my morals do not conflict with me with that one. We had a great time. As a matter of fact, she said, after we were done, Merry Christmas.
Aww.
I was like, yes.
Phew.
That's erotic all the same.
I take her home. I wake up the next morning, and I'm like, my fucking...
And you're itching?
My neck and back hurt, you know?
My neck.
I go...
My back. Lick my... Okay.
Yeah, I might have to her, but, you know, whatever.
Ew.
So I go in the bathroom and I look in the mirror and my neck is like
gross
bruised very well, and I have not seen my back. I've just had other people's reactions, which was when you saw it.
Ew.
Drew.
Two long red marks. It's nice.
Mm.
It no.
She may have even drawn blood. I'm not sure. It looked like some scabbing was there.
Yeah. So yeah.
Well enough, I had a great time, and I enjoyed the pain. the next morning, not so quiet. Then after that, Christmas morning, I went to my family's house.
You're so wrong.
And my little brother, who obviously knows what the hell's going on because I always go to the bar that he works at, he has to go to work at 7. And I'm all, and his girlfriend's there. It's like, don't worry about it. I'll take him. You spend time with them. I'm done. I got my gifts. I got my food. I love my mom, but I can't stand my sister.
How old is your sister?
Like 26.
Oh, you guys should totally be getting along.
No, she is a failure at life. Mm. She is dating this guy that's a loser, and my nieces and nephews are suffering because of it.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Yep. I did not get, you know, my sister or her boyfriend or whatever any gifts. I just got gifts for the kids. And she showed up without gifts
for
anyone.
You didn't get me anything.
Well, maybe
I'm here all by myself. I have no one here.
So, anyways, yeah, like 6 o'clock comes around. I'm like, Sean, you need a ride to work? I'll take you. And it's been Christmas evening drinking with my brother while he's working. And I left the bar today. So basically, I spent like the past 5 days getting drunk because it's Christmas. And crazy random drunk bitches that are off the chain. And scary, but some of them scary, some of them amazing.
Speaking of crazy drunk bitches, play that phone call.
Damn straight.
And who's this from?
Lou.
Hi, Fell Monkeys. This is Lou. Ow. I am right now. Let's see. Okay. I'm urinating in your toilet right now.
That's excellent.
I feel so good. All right. Well, Herb, sorry you're not here because you are far, far away. But we are hanging out, and don't worry, we are keeping our hands to ourselves, listening to Little Madonna, chilling out, and talking about movies and stuff. So, I don't know if you guys got the tour of the bathroom picture. This is very interesting. Staring as I urinate into a sea of cologne. There's speakers. There's a curtain here for the shower. It says the sea life as well as a natural landscape with a rainbow on it as well. Let's see. Got flush. Turning around, and there is a towel posted up on the wall.
I like that towel. Toilet,
and there's a naked woman there. She's enjoying being naked in the sea.
Delicious.
Okay, that's enough for now. Thank you.
Well, Lou, thank you for the call.
So that was our tour. That's the tour of our bathroom.
Yeah. Cologne's
in the Foul Monkey Studios. Naked women everywhere.
Everywhere.
Oh, speaking of which, you know how like your like super gay thing is cologne?
Yeah.
And you gave me that Armani Cole?
You had like 10 bitches fuck you in one night.
Actually, no. But like Ashley wanted to take some to spray on her teddy bear to remind her of me.
Aww.
Spray on her what?
Teddy bear.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Like, she was like all over me.
Titty
she was
something.
Like,
I was gonna say it's code word for teddy, JJ. Yeah.
Oh,
ew. Like she was all over me because of it, and I was all like, "Yeah, thank you, Ricky."
Thank you, Ricky. Ricky always gets the straight guy's pussy, or boobies at least.
At least.
So, how many girls do you think I can get take their shirt off at the New Year's Eve party?
I'm gonna say at least 5, but less than 20.
Do you think it only works if I kiss them though? Like kiss their boobies.
Who knows? We'll find out.
Okay.
This will be an experiment.
I know, right?
So you were supposed to post a video on YouTube, and you have not done it yet.
I'm working on it. Slowly but surely.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a little big. I need to make it smaller.
That was weird. Did you see that?
Yeah, you broke it.
It moved by itself. Poltergeist. Hey, so I want to tell... did you guys see what I named the last show?
No.
Oh.
Two guys, one queer.
Good job.
But anyway,
are we gonna make a video now?
Ew, I'm not eating the poop.
It's too late, Ricky. It's too late.
Oh
no, it's not. I want to thank somebody named Some Guy, probably Cream of Some Young Guy. Maybe I don't know.
Maybe
anyway, he contacted us, to let us know that there was a part of our show that was out for like a minute and a half.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know it. Sorry. But thanks for letting us know, and why don't you just say your real name so we'll know.
Yes,
I don't know where you're from.
And leave us a review.
Yes, leave us a review.
We love the listeners, but we'd like to hear what you have to say. Give us a call at...
Oh, 206. Are we ending?
No, I don't know.
Oh. Because we're like at 30 minutes.
Are we really?
Oh, whatever. Like, damn.
Perfect timing, apparently.
206-984-FOUL.
Yeah, give us a call. Let us know what you think.
Or email us at...
Is it foulmonkeys at gmail.com?
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah. I deserve a prize.
Also, leave us a review on iTunes and send us mail at...
Post Office Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802.
That damn post office box.
Which I did check the box again, and we got another card from Kyle from Kentucky.
Thank you, Kyle.
Sweet.
So I need to go check it again just in case we got something like after Christmas.
Yeah, something's coming late.
Your mom comes in late.
Oh, actually, she comes right on time.
Oh.
She must be 16.
Well, you know, I mean,
somehow she had me.
There's paying rent, and then there's paying rent.
Oh.
Oh, and by the way, the house of D is at Drew's mom's house. She lives in Tampa, but we live at her house here on Lakeland.
Damn straight.
So, you know.
And it's the house of D because...
Dandrew and Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what I lay to his mom. Mm-hmm.
You need to add like a W and a K there, right?
No. Kaylee? It's a C.
Yeah. A C.
Kaylee is silent because she's married to Dan. It's one and the same.
You could be like the DDDWC. Wagner.
I like the house of D. No, Wagner's just a transient position. In there.
Oh, okay.
She's just visiting.
Yes.
For a long period of time.
Couple weeks.
Well, actually, I think she's going to the first house for a little while now.
Yeah, she is.
For whose? First?
Yeah, she's up for some lesbian action now.
Oh, yeah. She's jumping around for a couple days.
Big That's fine.
Boobies.
Both of them. Well, I don't know. I've never paid attention to Wagner's boobies. I know Fur has big boobies.
Mm-hmm.
They're really big.
Get up on them bitches.
Get up on them bitches. Okay, so enough about tatas.
Aw, tatas.
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? About how I'm really cool and stuff and junk.
Damn, well, you driving. Should know that. I left three bitches at the bar.
Wait, for me.
Just for you.
Aww. To come to the Foul Monkeys. For you and your wonderful listeners who are going to start leaving us reviews.
I like how you actually point, like you're actually looking at people.
Look,
the listeners.
I'm sorry.
They know.
At the amount of liquor I have drunk so far, Drew would be trashed and blacked out.
Oh.
So at least I love you,
okay,
Drew.
Ricky,
I love you, Drew. You're a brother. I'm better at
I like it
than
when
you.
Drew passes out. Sure. I get to have my fun.
Like exactly. I said, that's why he's your straight boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had three occasions.
We cuddle.
And they always hold it against me. Just like that one accident I had with women. They always hold it against
two.
In your car.
I believe you and Erica gave me this.
Approved purple. For one night.
Which
and then
one was
you
that?
The one who said that she was all right because she brings you things?
Was that
well,
pink?
Yes.
Was
that any
there's
any
only
lady,
one crazy. There's
was
only
this
one crazy.
Pinky?
Yeah, Pinky. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, then the other one was Miss Amber.
Yeah. And, the other one's the only mistake because of Halloween.
We don't want to use names.
I do. But she buys me off with food and liquor,
it's
which.
True.
Yeah.
That works.
When's my approval?
Yeah, it definitely works. It helps. Luckily enough, the only time she's ever came back around was freaking Halloween. Which is a bad situation. But other than that.
No, wasn't she somewhere else, too?
She's shown up a bunch of times, but she's never shown up in my bed.
Daxter's and then the zombie party, too,
yeah,
right?
But she's never shown up in my bed, is what I'm saying. Except for the Halloween party.
Wait,
which
I was,
turned out quite horribly.
Yeah. I was at the Halloween.
Because Cora flipped the fuck out.
Yeah, and then she apologized to me about it.
No, Michelle?
Michelle.
Yeah.
That's how you know I'm a player, is whenever she actually apologizes for finding a girl in my bed.
Yep.
I don't know how it happens, but somehow it happens.
And they do the fist thing.
What
is that called?
The respect knuckles.
Respect knuckles?
Mm-hmm. Or whatever, metal knuckles, whatever. You know,
is that
works.
The same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
All for you, Ricky.
I don't know if it works between the mix of the breeds here. Well, actually, you have dual citizenship, so you're okay.
That's right.
So I guess it's me and Dom should try it. No, you're gay too. Anyway.
Oh.
All right, so Herb will be back on Sunday. Christian is flying in on Saturday morning at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Tell him to have fun with that.
Yeah, I'll still be awake then, ready to
I
go
have to
bed.
Go pick him up.
You have fun with that, too.
You're one with me.
I'm sleeping in the back.
Oh, okay.
I agree space for that. I'm like, ooh.
The back.
Wake up 3 hours later. We there yet? No, I had to do a pit stop.
Yeah, right. Christian and I were supposed to do like a show on Saturday. I'm gonna try to pump one out every day next week. What do you think about that?
You would say that.
I don't know. It depends on if the listeners, you know, respond.
Do if like you guys would like shorts? To hear a show every day next week,
at least a 30-minute show every day.
30 minutes, not an hour, because that'd be too long, and people will get behind.
And we still need another microphone, people. So if you want to like be kind and like send us like five,
do you have a PayPal account
or something? Yes, we do have a PayPal account. You can get to it on the website.
Yes, if you want to make a donation, $0.05, $5, whatever it is.
We need a new mic because we only have three.
Every little bit counts, and
every little step I take.
You know, we'll take a late Christmas gift.
You will be there every little move I make.
I have no idea who that is.
We'll be together. Okay, that was Dom, not me.
Yeah, whatever. I can admit, I'm
Dom's drunk, he has an excuse.
We didn't even get to sing Christmas carols to anybody.
Were we supposed to?
Well, I wanted to do a Christmas show, but since you guys are Scrooges.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Scary.
I'm sorry, I thought we were doing the metal version. For a second there.
The metal version. Alright, so I guess we're out of here. 36 minutes. Is that... Are you okay, Dom?
I am excellent, actually.
Is your trouser snake doing okay until you get there?
Oh, the ladies are waiting. Well, yeah. The ladies are waiting.
They're probably dripping.
I wouldn't go that far. I'm all right.
Are you dripping?
No, but I am quite drunk and I do have to piss. A little more information than you probably needed to know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is somebody's phone making noises now?
It's Herb's mom.
Ooh. Yay. Put on speaker.
Flossie? Oh, hold on for a second, okay? Okay, you can say hello to them.
Okay, hi everybody. Happy holidays and happy new year. And this is Flossie. This is Herb's mom. Bye everyone.
We were interrupted by Herb's mom, but that's okay because she's cool.
She is amazing. She's a nice lady.
How do you know?
Well, because A, she's Herb's mom.
Yeah, Herb came out of her.
Exactly.
And said. B.
She was very nice over the phone.
Yes, she was. She was very nice. She's supposed to be coming back in April, so we'll probably record a show.
And I look forward to that.
And then our asses are off to Puerto Rico. So, do you know you had to have a passport to go to Puerto Rico now?
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
You have to go to
Are
Mexico
you looking at porn,
too.
Drew?
I hope so, but it's not.
Okay. Well, anything else, people?
I think I've said more than enough this show.
Yeah, I think you have to.
Knew all the crazy bitches.
So this is episode 133. This is Ricky.
This is Dark Reverend Dom.
This is Drew.
And one of the people in this room has herpes.
Find out next time.
On episode
134.
Yeah, I do need to go to the hospital and get that checked out.
So if we have enough people respond, we'll do a show every day next week. If not, fuck it. We're not doing it.
Because we're lazy.
I might take like 5 months off, actually.
Yeah.
So it's all up to you, listeners.
We want reviews and calls if you want us to continue doing this.
All right, people. So we're out of here.
All right.
Have a good day.
Good night. Afternoon or night. Whatever you're at. But not morning, because I hate morning.